Welcome back. Philip Park with you, sitting in for Geraldine on Saturday Extra. You're listening to Radio National. Last week, Geraldine read a letter from a Victorian psychiatrist and psychotherapist who was concerned about the pending reduction in psychology sessions that patients are able to assess under Medicare. Now, these changes are to take effect on the 1st of November from 12 sessions, or in exceptional circumstances, 18 sessions, down to 10 sessions. Now, these provisions have been part of the Better Access to Mental Health Care. It's the largest single component of the Council of Australian Government's 2006 National Action Plan on Mental Health. Now, this letter's attracted quite a lot of feedback from other listeners, so it's obviously a topic very much in people's minds. There's also been a Senate inquiry to the funding administration of mental health services under the scheme. Now, that inquiry has attracted well over 1,000 submissions, and it was to table its report on Friday. That's been delayed once again, I imagine, due to the magnitude of the inquiry. Well, here on Saturday Extra, we're going to leap into what has been at times a rather heated discussion. Joining me from Adelaide is the Federal Minister for Mental Health and Ageing, Mark Butler. And in Melbourne is clinical psychologist Dr. Christine Hill. Christine's also an adjunct researcher at Monash University and has submitted her concerns to the Senate inquiry. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Minister, to you first, let's talk about the Senate inquiry into mental health. Why was this review required in the first place?
Well, you'd have to ask the senators that. This wasn't an inquiry initiated by the government. We're happy for it to take place, obviously, but it was an inquiry negotiated between the different parties in the Senate. So it's got a broad set of terms of reference, not just around the Better Access Scheme, but around a range of investments flowing from the mental health package included in this year's budget. So it's not just around this Better Access Scheme, though it's probably fair to say that that's attracted most of the interest in the mental health sector and the broader community.
Okay, given the level of interest in the inquiry, wouldn't it have been proper to await the outcome of that before bringing into effect the changes that are coming in on the 1st of November?
Well, we made fairly clear in our May budget that that these changes were going to take place 6 months from the date of the budget, and we thought that was an appropriate period of time. The changes to the MBS tend to happen on the 1st of November when there are changes to the Medicare benefits schedule, and really we expected, frankly, that the Senate inquiry was going to have been delivered before then.
Mm. Right, Christine, to you, the major concern that psychologists have here, and this scheme, by the way, gave patients access to psychologists in a major way for the first time, is that under the scheme, their sessions are to be reduced from 12 or sometimes 18 sessions down to 10. But the figures, don't they say, show that the average number of sessions that patients were ever accessing was around 5. So why are the changes causing such distress?
We've got data from Medicare data, and from that it's demonstrated that there will be 87,000 patients per year are going to be very adversely affected by this because they have required up to the 18 sessions, and they have presented with moderate to really severe mental illness. And these patients, there's no way that they can be treated in just 10 sessions. And the research over the last 30 years or so has demonstrated that the relationship is the most important therapeutic factor in bringing about change in mental illness. Now, how can one be expected to establish a relationship and to work with that in 10 sessions? You can't do that.
Can I put this to you? One of the great arguments about healthcare, and it applies in this area as much as any other area of healthcare, is that it's impossible to spend enough money because the need is huge. The question is not whether or not you're spending enough money, but whether you're spending it in the most effective manner, isn't it?
Yes, look, that's true. And I think there were some really good mental health initiatives that came through with the in the budget. But surely redirecting money from a very successful and effective policy into other areas is not the way to go about it. Ian Hickey and Pat McGorry have constantly stated that we are the most expensive clinicians, therefore we have to have the money taken away from us. But this is really quite misleading. If you look at a psychiatrist's current AMA recommended fee, it's $305 for a session, going up to $315 on the 1st of November. Now, the gap between Medicare and the recommended fee is actually a co-payment of $129, which is in excess of the highest Medicare rebate that goes to any psychologist. And we only have 18 sessions in a year. Psychiatrists can have between 50 and 220 sessions per year. So you look at where the costs really go.
All right. Well, you mentioned Ian Hickey, and he's a professor of psychiatry in Sydney. He heads up the Brain and Mind Research Institute at the University, at the University of Sydney, and he's also, of course, an advisor to the government on mental health issues. I mean, he's been a critic of the scheme. He says the travesty about this program, and I'm quoting him, the travesty about this program is that those in greatest need are getting the least services. And he says the cuts, he says, these are his words, the cuts will actually result in more people getting care, a point constantly misrepresented by other professionals. Fair point?
No, look, I don't go along with that really, because if you look right across all the health professions, I mean, psychiatrists, they work mainly in the city areas. It is very, very hard to find psychiatrists in the country. For example, I did research in the Gippsland area some years ago, and there were GPs who were acting as psychiatrists on 6 monthly rounds. There were no psychiatrists working in the Gippsland area, and that was at a big hospital. So I don't know what he means by saying that we aren't actually reaching the people that we should be reaching, because I think that's right across the board. There is a concentration of psychologists, psychiatrists, other health workers, of course, in city areas. But there needs to be something, I think, to attract people out of the rural areas. But psychologists are not alone in that.
Minister Mark Butler, yes.
Understanding about what was our motivation, and it wasn't, as Christina seems to think, a sort of a rivalry between psychiatrists and psychologists. That is frankly news to me, that was seen as a motivation for this. The Better Access Scheme was set up about 5 years ago with the intention of improving access to treatment for people with mild to moderate illness, which is why the sessions were limited in the way they were and why the evaluation that was done by a number of universities for the government about the scheme showed that 87% of people use 10 sessions or less, and the average use is 5. Hmm. Now, it would appear that Christina says that people with quite severe needs are using this scheme.
That's right. She says 13%. 13%.
But the point is that the scheme was intended for relatively short periods of therapy and counselling for people with mild to moderate illness. The expectation at the time that it was developed was that the scheme in the budget back then in 2006, the scheme would cost around $540 million over 4 years. And actually what's happened is it's now costing well in excess of that each and every year. Over the next 5 years, Better Access is going to continue to grow in spite of the changes we're introducing this week.
So in other words...
And it will cost over $4 billion over 5 years. And just to put that in context, that is more than all of the other mental health programs we have combined.
Can I put this to you? The money you're saving from these changes is being redirected into other areas of mental health, though, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Where's it going?
Well, there are a range of areas funded in the budget for children. We know that 25% of disorders emerge before the age of 12, and there has been very little investment in that area by the Commonwealth in the past. For teenagers, and we know that two-thirds of mental disorders emerge before 21. The Better Access Scheme has provided very little service to young people, so a range of youth-specific interventions, and also for hard-to-reach groups. The other point about the Better Access Scheme is, although it has increased treatment rates, its distribution across the community has been very poor. And in 2009, the last year for which we have full data, three times the amount of money was spent on better access for the richest 20% of Australians compared to the poorest 20% of Australians.
How much of this debate is really I don't want to be crude about it, but it's something of a turf war between psychologists and psychiatrists?
Well, it might be from their point of view, but it's not from mine.
Christine, can I put that to you?
Yeah, look, I think sometimes it is seen like that, and it's a pity, really, because we have a really good relationship with psychiatrists, and in fact we get a lot of our referrals from psychiatrists. But it can be seen as that when it comes to cutting down the psychological services, when you see that the patients that are going to be disadvantaged, particularly those who need intense treatment, they're not actually going to be able to access treatment anywhere because, one, there are not enough psychiatrists and certainly not enough who are trained in psychological treatment, and two, their fees really are prohibitive when you look across the board, and three, the public mental health system is so grossly under-resourced and under-skilled that there's no way these patients are going to get help there. So we're virtually looking at throwing at least 87,000 patients per year back out into a community, give them 10 sessions, which could be even more destructive to them by starting a treatment and then saying, look, really sorry, but you've got to wait now another 10 months or something, then come back and see me. I mean, this seems a very strange way to treat patients with a mental illness.
Minister, there are some criticisms that the amount of money that's been redirected, some $420 million of the $550 you're going to save by these changes, is going instead to, and Ian Hickey isn't here to defend himself in that sense, he was invited onto the program, but the money's instead going to Dr. Hickey and also the government's advisor Pat McGorry's projects, which are skewed, as we know, and worthwhile projects in youth and early intervention mental illness. In other words, that they have captured this part of the saving. Is that a fair accusation?
Well, I don't think it is, and I don't think it's fair to describe the Headspace model as Ian Hickey and Pat McGorry's model. I mean, they were both very influential in its development, but it's been a model that has been rolled out since 2006. It was the subject of a rigorous evaluation in 2009, which showed very positive results. It's been exported around the world, and it is the sort of model that communities recognise their young people need. So setting up youth mental specific services was a very strong recommendation of the Health and Hospitals Reform Commission, both for Headspace and for the more acute service, the Early Psychosis Intervention Service. And that's why we focused probably about only 15 or 20% of the budget investment, but a significant amount of money on those services.
Mm. Christine, back to you. I mean, I presume you see merit in going into these new areas as well. You're not saying the money shouldn't be spent here, but you think it's better spent with psychologists.
Well, no, I don't think that it's a really good way of funding the particular projects. Surely we should be putting more money into the mental health system rather than redirecting money from a very successful project, because we know from the patients' concerns, and we also know from the Senate inquiry. I mean, this is one of the biggest Senate inquiries in history. It has an excess of 1,100 submissions. All can be seen on their public website. It has postponed its reporting date four times now because it's been so big. And Minister, you said that the inquiry should have come out by now, but they couldn't. They have worked so hard. Now, if there are 1,100 submissions, and they're not from individuals, the AMA, the College of Psychiatrists, big health organisations, if you look across the board, you'd probably have about 100,000 individuals involved in those 1,100 submissions. And on top of that, Minister, the AMA has actually written to you to ask you to defer bringing out the cuts until the report is tabled, and you've also received a petition of 5,000 signatures. So surely that shows what the nation thinks of this redirection of funds.
Mark Butler, you may care to respond to that. I think in essence you probably have at the beginning of the program, but if you wanted to add something, here's your opportunity.
No, look, I think these are difficult choices, but we were confronted last year when we came to government, established a mental health ministry and made a commitment to undertaking significant mental health reform with some areas that simply were the subject of very little Commonwealth investment whatsoever. And I've mentioned children and adolescents, but also adults with very severe and chronic mental illness are the subject of very little investment by the Commonwealth. I think this was the right package. It involved some difficult choices, but the Better Access Program will continue to grow in the future in spite of these changes.
Christine, back to you. Do you accept Ian Hickey's observation that the cuts, he says, will result in more people getting access to mental care than before?
Look,
and that's got to be a good thing.
Look, there's been some very misleading information put out here. It's been suggested that we work with the mildly ill. I mean, I'm a clinical psychologist, and with about 8-9 years university training, and like most of my clinical colleagues, we've also done an intensive psychotherapy training. Now, we are trained to work. We are just as well qualified to work long term with patients with severe mental illness as our psychiatry colleagues, and yet they have sessions of between 50 to 220. So is it that they believe that psychologists are so much better than them that they can cure people in 10 sessions? When most of us too, we have been receiving referrals from GPs on disability pensions and on low incomes, because these are the ones psychiatrists, they find it very hard to find a psychiatrist who bulk bills. Over 50% of us are bulk billing these kind of patients, these ones with severe illness. They have had up to 18 sessions with us. We've had to spread out the sessions in order to, so that they'd have sort of continuation over the year, and we bulk bill these. Mm. And it's put around that we are so expensive. I mean, I don't know where those figures come from.
All right. Minister Mark Butler, just very briefly to you, we could all argue about the size of the pie from here till kingdom come, and as we know, the size of the health pie is a very difficult and ongoing debate. The question about it is surely how effectively we are spending this money. That's your concern, is it?
Well, that's right. I mean, at the end of the day, within the Commonwealth budget, we will be allocated a certain amount of money for mental health services every budget period, and ultimately it's about making choices about how that pie is carved up.
All right. We'll leave it there. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks very much.
Yes. Thank you, Philip.
Thanks to our guests, the Minister for Mental Health, Mark Butler, and clinical psychologist Christine Hill. And we await the findings of the Senate inquiry into funding and administration of mental health services. And, of course, we welcome any responses from our listeners about this discussion. Just go to our website and leave your comments there. That's abc.net.au/rn/Saturday Extra.